John, how are you?
Good, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the program. Give us the latest with the Ionia prison situation. A guard was shot. I know that he was in Spiro Hospital. Talk about what happened there and how all the folks who were involved are doing as in relation to the prison guards.
Well, actually, everyone has been treated and released. We had four officers initially that went to the hospital as a result of an incident late last week at the Michigan Reformatory. All the officers were seriously injured. Three, fortunately, were able to be treated and released. One officer had more significant injuries and was hospitalized for several days. We expect, and doctors expect, that he also will make a full recovery, and I believe he's been released at this point as well.
What happened?
Well, we had two incidents there at the facility. This isn't something that is necessarily uncommon at correctional facilities, but we had an incident with, we think, about eight prisoners involved in a fight. And then a short time after that, two prisoners who were returning from a healthcare call-out were bent on attacking corrections officers, and they did that. And they ultimately attacked and injured four officers before multiple other staff could come to the scene and restrain the two prisoners.
So what's happened with all the prisoners who were involved in that situation?
Well, the prisoners, generally what happens is they get sent to other prisons or they're placed in a segregation unit at that facility. The two prisoners who engaged in the assault with the officers were both transferred to Ionia Maximum Correctional Facility, which is our highest security prison in Ionia.
And what I find pretty interesting is that, is it most or all the guards in those maximum security prisons do not carry weapons with them?
Yeah, correct. Any officer, unless it's an emergency situation, but any officer who goes through the gates, and anyone, you or I or anyone else, who walks through the secure gates does not have weapons, does not have chemical agent or any even defensive weapons. We give them great communication skills, prisoner management tactics to defend themselves and control prisoners, and then handcuffs and a radio typically.
That seems like a big challenge.
Well, it is a big challenge, Tony, and our staff are some of the most well-trained, we think the most well-trained in the nation to go into correctional facilities each day and keep Michigan's people safe.
Do you think that those officers have enough tools to do the best job that they can?
We do think they have the most tools, and we look at that on a regular basis to ensure that our training the technology that they use and that they implement every day is the best that they can possibly have. And you know, we have to balance, obviously, the very tough budget here in Michigan with our ability to ensure that we protect Michigan citizens to the best of our ability, and our correctional staff, from the officers all the way up through the director of the department, do their best every day to ensure that we do that. And they're awesome at it. And my hat goes out to them to walk inside those walls every day and ensure that they keep not only prisoners but each other and Michigan citizens safe.
How often, I should reword this, has the department had any dialogue at all with the Rick Snyder administration?
Oh, it's ongoing. You know, we have a director, Richard McKeon, who the governor appointed, has full confidence in to ensure that he's doing the job. Mr. McKeon has over 20 years experience in corrections, and so he works with Jeff Barnes and the governor on probably a daily basis to ensure that corrections is running smooth.
Can we expect to hear any announcements, any changes, anything new from the Department of Corrections?
Well, I don't think so in the short term. We'll know a little bit more, I think, when the budget is unveiled in mid-February, when the governor rolls out his budget and gives us some greater direction as to how corrections is going to be able to spend its money. We'll have a better idea.
And before I let you go, and we're talking with John Cordell, who is the Public Information Specialist for the Michigan Department of Corrections. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. John, for folks who have concerns about prisoners and prisoners who may be released, but there is a source for them to find that information.
It is. You can go through our Crime Victims Notification Network. And you can find that right on our website in the left links of the Michigan Department of Corrections website. You can also contact us directly. And I think citizens should be reassured that even in these tight budget times, Michigan is a national leader in prisoner reentry, in getting people safely back into communities. We are seeing lower crime rates, lower recidivism rates. It means prisoners returning to facilities, and greater parole success. So I think Michigan is doing it right. We have other states looking at the Michigan model to see how they can do it as well.
Well, I still think there is a lot of concerns out there in regards to folks who are released from prisoners, especially guys like Lamar Moore, who went into a police precinct and shot several officers. He was a convicted felon. So there's still some fears out there.
Well, there certainly are. And, you know, we're cognizant of that. And I know that our 16,000 staff work very, very hard every day to ensure that prisoners stay safe and do the right things while in prison, but also when they transition back into communities, which about 95% of them do, that they're good citizens there as well.
And I had an email from a young lady who wanted to know, is there a resource at the website for the Department of Corrections regarding sex offenders and registered sex offenders?
That is actually through the Michigan State Police. Okay. And if you go to the Michigan State Police website, they have a sex offender notification webpage. And then Family Watchdog is a private entity that lists sex offenders throughout the nation as well.
All right, John, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony.